I was not meant to hear the two of them talking, but I could feel the light of the torch stop trembling as though it had been set on a table. I was not to hear the one say to the other how best to arouse me, with what words, what gestures, nor to hear the description of my body, how it responded, what it would not do. My back was turned. I studied the voices, soon distinguishing the first, which was deeper, closer, from that of the replacement. For all I know, this happens every night. Somebody waking me, then the first teaching the second. What happens afterward occurs far from the world, at a depth where only the dream matters and the bond with any one soul is meaningless. You throw it away.